The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the October 28, 2024 issue of the Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. From this week's Tune In Alert, your handy guide to the soaps the week of October the 28th. From The Bold and Beautiful, the Foresters discuss their concern about Carter's proposal on Monday, October the 28th, while Brooke stumbles upon a challenging secret. On Tuesday, October the 29th, Ivy bypasses Steffi, turning to Ridge to seize what she desires, while Brooke makes an alarming accusation against Steffi to Ridge. Taylor gives Ridge an update on her broken heart syndrome on Wednesday, October the 30th, as Hope makes the ultimate faux pas. On Thursday, October the 31st, fueled by anger, Stephanie takes a bold executive action that will ripple through the entire company, changing everything in its wake. Meanwhile, Sheila dives into the holiday spirit by decorating Il Guardiano for Halloween. Ridge makes a stunning move by backing Steffi on Friday, November the 1st, throwing the balance of power into chaos. From the Days of Our Lives, on Monday, October the 28th, Sarah has harsh words for Fiona, and Kristen attempts to win over Brady. Steve briefs Marlena on the connection between Kat, Mark, and Clyde on Tuesday, October the 29th, while Kat and Mark fret over incurring Clyde's wrath. On Wednesday, October the 30th, Sophia and Tate come clean about their feelings for one another, and Ava bonds with Brady. Leo has a nightmare appropriate to the Halloween holiday on Thursday, October the 31st, while Johnny grovels with Chanel's forgiveness. And on Friday, November the 1st, Vivian and Philip scheme, and Christian receives a deadly offer from Xander. And from General Hospital this week, on Monday, October the 28th, Sasha lashes out, Drew takes a hit, Laura is relieved, and Anna tries to right a wrong, and Jason and Spinelli take on a new mission. Holly makes an offer on Tuesday, October the 29th. Nina advises Willow. Ned gets the upper hand. Lucky opens up to Laura, and Michael is shocked. On Wednesday, October the 30th, Dante and Rocco have a heart-to-heart. Sasha makes a slip of the tongue. Alexis is alarmed. Cody confides in Maxie, and Drew offers reassurance. Tracy and Ned plot their next move on Thursday, October the 31st, and Michael strategizes. Willow makes a fateful choice. Chase offers congratulations, and Cody makes a deal. On Friday, November the 1st, Robert wrestles with his past. Rocco feels guilty. Dante opens up to Sonny. Maxie and Spinelli navigate a parenting challenge, and Christina and Molly bicker. And from The Young and Restless this week, on Monday, October the 28th, Victor forms an unexpected alliance. Phyllis and Christine share a difference of opinion, and Nikki is worried about Jack's sobriety. Victor defends his actions on Tuesday, October the 29th. Nate receives a visit from Amy Lewis, and Daniel's world is turned upside down. On Wednesday, October the 30th, Victor gives Kyle a warning. Sally receives an unexpected assignment, and Lily stands her ground with Nikki. Sharon receives a surprise visitor on October the 31st, Thursday, and Victoria loses patience with Adam and Billy, and Lily shares disappointing news with Devin. On Friday, November the 1st, Daniel decides to take matters into his own hands. Claire interrupts a moment between Summer and Kyle, and Victoria confides in Cole. In our next story today from General Hospital, The Time of Death, 9:48, by Diane Brunstein. What happened? The action in this General Hospital spoilers preview for the week of October the 28th begins at GH, with two surgeries happening to transplant a part of Sam's liver to Lulu, There are a lot of people who love both women, and they want to know how their loved ones are doing. Any news? Asked Dante, the man who has loved both women involved. Then there's the respective worried mothers. How's Lulu? Asked Laura, who's been in a constant state of worry about her daughter since she fell into a coma after that bomb blast set by Julian Jerome. How's my daughter? Asked an equally worried Alexis, considering Sam is doing the heroic thing trying to save Lulu by doing the organ donation. But Alexis also has to worry about Sam's kids, who need their mom around. Then there are the loved ones, frenemies and execs, who want answers. In our next story, from The Young and Restless, Teetering on the Edge by Diane Brunstein. Down but not out. The action in The Young and Restless spoilers preview for the week of October the 28th begins at the Abbott Mansion with a dejected but determined Jack. He has watched his most important relationships deteriorate and finds himself alone. Well, not completely alone. I've lost my wife and my son. I'm not going to lose my sobriety, he announces to Nikki, who looks at him with her arms crossed. You and I both know it's easier said than done, she says. She's an interesting person to turn to since so much of what has happened to Jack was put in motion by Nikki's husband, wanting revenge against Jack for trying to save his wife. The next segment opens with Nate at his door, facing a newly returned to town Amy Lewis. They have corresponded via text since their initial meeting, but now she's back in town. Is Nate any closer to finding out why she has sought him out? She says to the former doctor-turned-businessman, thank you for seeing me again. It's been a long time since I've been in Genoa City. And to the rescue, making a scene at the athletic club is Phyllis, who is losing her mind on Chance after he announced that Daniel is under arrest for Heather's murder. Oh my God, you're railroading him into prison, she cries. Chance pleads with her, can't you stop talking for 1 second? That's when Christine enters and does her best to defuse the situation. Hey, stop. Hold on a minute. Once they all turn to look at her, she announces, I'm here to represent Daniel. The look on Phyllis's face is priceless. See it all for yourself in the preview video. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section for the first look at what's happening on all the soaps next week. And in our next story from The Days of Our Lives, Trouble Comes Knocking by Diane Brunstein. Guess who's back? In the promo video for the week of October the 28th on The Days of Our Lives, spoilers show that Philip Kriakas is in Salem. I'm back, he says, spoiling everything that Xander had planned, turning Victor's company, Titan, over to Kristen DiMera in exchange for the serum that would enable Sarah to walk again. Philip spits out a furious Xander with Kristen by his side. She needs the company so she can bring a big win back to the DiMera board, but it doesn't look like she's going to get it. I'm Victor's son, too, she screams to Philip. Son of a bitch, Xander manages to say before going after his brother to do bodily harm. Philip isn't the only newly arrived relative in Salem. Gabby's cousin, Javi, has arrived on her doorstep. What's shaking, he asks, as Gabby takes his face in her hands, overwhelmed to see more family. It's been so long. It's really you, she asks, as we see scenes of him dancing to his own beat and later grabbing her up into another hug. You just take care of my son, Vivian Ellemain says to her henchman pal, Ivan. We see he was the one who grabbed Stefan from behind and injected him with a syringe. Enjoy the ride, he says, after he stuffed Stefan in the car trunk. Over the younger man's protestations. No, 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 yells Stefan as the trunk door comes closing down. Looks like we have the place to ourselves, announces Tate, who is enjoying the evening with Sophia. We see the two sitting next to each other on a bed when she takes his head in her hands. Are you sure? Asks Tate. I am, says a confident Sophia, as the two give in to passion and kiss. Suddenly, we see Holly knocking at the door. Tate and Sophia continue to kiss, but will they end up spending the night together, or will Holly get their attention? See it for yourself in the video. Let us know what you think is happening next in the comments section. for the first look at what's happening on all of your soaps next week, including Days of Our Lives. In our next story, some casting news. Days of Our Lives casting shocker. Brandon Barash is out as Stefan by Diane Brunstein. Brandon Barash, who began playing Stefan DeMira in 2019, then did a 2020-2023 stint as Stefan's twin, Jake DeMira, before switching back to playing Stefan last year, is exiting Days of Our Lives. The actor's final air date is right around the corner, which, with his last episode, is slated for Monday, October the 28th. The actor, who got his soap start playing Johnny Zachariah on General Hospital from 2007 to 2013, shared in an interview with Soaps.com that it was not his decision to leave, and he was taken aback when the news was handed down to him by co-executive producer Janet Spellman Drucker during the middle of his contract. The news will likely come as a particularly bitter pill for the fans of Stabby, the Stefan and Gabby pairing, who had hoped that the duo would reunite. One half of the couple, Gabby, was recently recast with Sherry Jimenez, but the actor felt that they were doing well together. He told Digest back in July, "I don't think I could have asked for a better scene partner. She's everything I wanted and then some. It's every actor's dream to work with someone who is going to hit the ball back just as hard as you do." He was also enjoying the emerging triangle that Gabby, cheating on Stefan with his brother EJ, had presented. In his interview with Soaps.com, Barash discussed the reaction from his co-stars in that storyline to his being let go by the Peacock soap. "Yeah, they weren't happy either," Barash said. "I told Dan in person because he was still in the building after it happened, and I went into his room and I was like, 'Dude, you're never going to believe what just happened.' And I mean, the look on his face was like someone died. As for telling Jimenez, she was already left the studio, and so she sent her a text. She was, you know, also in shock and not very happy. And, you know, we made our final scenes work." The actor also addressed whether he would be open to one day returning to the soap. "I don't know, this is the second time this has happened to me at Days of Our Lives," he responded frankly. "And, you know, it would have to be very, very right." And in our next story, we have casting news. CBS announces 10 new cast members for Beyond the Gates by Diane Brunstein. Following the casting announcement of Tamara Tooney, Daphne Duplay, and Carla Moseley, comes word from CBS about even more hires to the original cast of Beyond the Gates. Here's the official breakdown of the actors and the characters they will be playing. The Richardsons, Maurice Johnson, who plays Ted Richardson, Dr. Nicole Dupree, Richardson's husband and father to Martin and Katerin Cat, Ted, is a brilliant plastic surgeon with an ultra-exclusive private practice, and women clamor to put their faces and bodies in what they call his blessed hands. Ted has created an impeccable life with his wife, whom he loves passionately, and sleeps well at night, secure that his past will never disrupt his perfect world. The actors' credit include Chicago Fire, Good Girls, and To Catch a Killer. Brandon Klaben, who plays Martin Richardson, Dr. Nicole Dupree Richardson and Ted Richardson's son and older brother of Katerin Cat Richardson. Martin is a congressman who lives outside the gates in a Washington, D.C. brownstone with his husband and two adopted children. Following his grandfather's past into politics, he has ambitions to be the first openly gay black president. The actor's credits include Grey's Anatomy, Tyler Perry's Xanthema, and General Hospital. Colby Mohammed, who plays Katerin Cat Richardson, Dr. Nicole Dupree Richardson and Ted Richardson's miracle baby. She is the younger sister of Martin Richardson and lives in her parents' guest house. Cat's been indulged all her life, which has made her spoiled, entitled, and dismissive of those she considers beneath her. She's confident and secure and has never doubted herself or privileged position in the world. She doesn't like to share, but doesn't know that the day when she is forced to may be fast approaching. The actress recently starred in the first national tour of the Broadway play Yaya's African Hair Braiding. Sean Freeman, who plays Andre Hamilton, the sophisticated nephew of Ted Richardson, Andre tragically lost his parents in a plane crash and inherited a double fortune, which allows him to live his bliss as a photographer. Nicole and Ted stepped up for Andre when his parents died, and he depends on their support and wise counsel. A playboy who is smooth on the surface, there is something elusive about Andre that occasionally makes people question his intentions. The actor's credits include Finding Happy, Tales, and Boxed In. The Hamiltons, Tim Durrett, played by Bill Hamilton, Danny Dupree's ex-husband and father to Naomi and Chelsea. Bill is an opportunist, publicly hound, and narcissist, according to his ex-wife Danny. He is a charismatic and calculated criminal defense attorney who is well-connected, well-received, and gets what he wants by any means necessary. The actor's credits include Cheaper by the Dozen, Queen Sugar, and Stuck with You. Ariel Preppett, who plays Naomi Hamilton Hawthorne, Danny Dupree and Bill Hamilton's oldest daughter and Chelsea's older sister, Naomi lives outside the gates in Washington, D.C., where she humbly serves as a civil attorney. She's whip smart and the only one in the Dupree family who inherited her grandmother Anita Dupree's gift for singing, which bonds them. The actress's credits include BMF, Found, and The System. Ronnie Rose Mantilla, who plays Chelsea Hamilton, Danny Dupree and Bill Hamilton's youngest daughter and Naomi's younger sister. Chelsea is a social media influencer and has been a successful but reluctant high fashion model since she was 18. Her career expertly guided by Danny, Chelsea is charged with recreating the life her mother gave up, which doesn't fit her own life version. She has a lot of money, which allows her to follow her dream of designing a line of purses and building her brand. Chelsea indulges in the good things in life, like beautiful people, parties, her new condo in D.C., and the freedom to experiment. The actress recently starred in Harmony, the musical on Broadway. Marquita Goins, who plays Haley Lawson, she is a paralegal at Bill Hamilton's firm. Haley is gorgeous, intelligent, charming, witty, and the new fiancée of Danny Dupree's ex-husband, Bill Hamilton. Considered a husband-stealing tramp in Danny's circle, Haley is nothing if not confident. With time, patience, charm, and effort, she will try to win them over. And if not, so what? Haley has what matters. The actress's credits include Woke and Tyler Perry's Zatima. The Thomases, Tricia Mann Grant, played by Danny Leslie Thomas, Eva Thomas's mom and a longtime waitress and bartender. Leslie is not wrapped all that tight and intense, but she's charming and easy out in the world. The only person who sees what's disturbing about her is her daughter, Ava, and very soon all will see what is unsettling about her, too. The actress's credits include Family Business and A Royal Christmas Surprise. Amber Michelle, who plays Eva Thomas, Dana Leslie Thomas's daughter and Nicole Dupree Richardson's new assistant, who vibrates with intensity and purpose. Ava is determined to right a grievous wrong done to her mother as soon as the opportunity presents itself. The actress's credits include The Runarounds, Running Point, and Snowfall. In our next story, their Young and Restless alumni, Hunter King, is engaged, by Diane Brunstein. Former Young and Restless star Hunter King, who played Summer Newman from 2012 to 2022 with some breaks to play Clementine Hughes on the primetime show Life in Pieces, has revealed some happy life news. She is now engaged to filmmaker Chris Copier, who has worked on projects like Falling for Christmas with Lindsay Lohan. put a ring on it. The actress shared a video of her Instagram with the following caption: "Best day of my life. I can't wait to marry your ass." The song she attached was the Hound and Fox tune, Simply the Best, as we see the couple on the beach along with their three dogs. Former Young and Restless co-star weighed in on happy news. Former on-screen rival Courtney Hope, who plays Sally Spectra, wrote, "Oh yeah, congrats," while another former co-star, Melissa Claire Egan, who played Chelsea Lawson, said, "Yay, congrats, love, so happy for you." Lindsay Fonseca, who is the ex-Colleen Carton, excitedly wrote, "What? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, yes." And Melissa Orday, who plays Abby Newman Abbott, shared, "Oh my God, yay, congratulations." The actress's real-life sister, Joey King, was just as excited, writing, "Woo-hoo, I'm so happy for you guys, the sweetest, most wonderful news." While Lindsay Godfrey, who plays Horton Kilcaris on Days of Our Lives, commented, "Congratulations, beautiful, so happy for you." Since leaving The Young and Restless, the talented actress has kept busy with other roles in TV movies. She played Addie in Hidden Gems, Nikki Sullivan in Nikki and Nora, Sister Sleuth Cecilia in Royal Corgi Christmases, and Maggie Bailey in The Professional Bridesmaid, Jordan in The Santa Summit. In our next story, Days of Our Lives newcomer Al Calderon chats about his Salem debut as Javi, by Mara Levinsky. Al Calderon is set to make his Days of Our Lives debut on Monday, October the 28th. He'll be playing the role of Javi Hernandez, a cousin of Galen Gehring's Rafi and Sherry Jimenez's Gabby. The actor, a native of Long Island, New York, whose singing aspirations led him to be the cast on X Factor in 2013, and who booked a role in Grotesquerie shortly after landing his day's gig, opened up about joining the Salem ranks in a new interview with TV Insider. As the new guy in town, Calderon shared with the outlet that Javi comes to Salem in the wake of his mother's death. "He's ready to start over," the actor noted. He revealed that he felt a kinship to the character in regard having been through a similar loss. "My mom passed away in 2020, and she was my best friend in the world." Javi is an openly gay character, and Calderon is proud to take that on. "It's a big responsibility, but I feel honored to be able to be part of something that might change someone's perspective," the actor noted. He also teased at Javi's love life with Blossom in Salem, praising the day's writers for doing a really great job of creating a genuine love story that isn't a pander, but two people living their lives authentically and unapologetically. As Javi reconnected with his cousins in Salem, Calderon forged his fast bonds with the actors who play Rafi and Gabby. "Sherry has become like a big sister to me," he gushed. As for notorious jokester Gehring, Calderon remarked, "If Galen and I were the same age in school, I feel like I'd be getting in trouble with him." He voiced his appreciation to both co-stars for showing him the ropes. "They really took me under their wing, and that was really awesome." Their support sounds like it came in handy, since Calderon copped to having major butterflies his first week on Days of Our Lives. "On my second or third day, I had a scene where I'm sipping from a glass. I was so nervous that I chipped my tooth a little bit. I noticed it days later, and luckily, my friend is my dentist, and I was able to get that fixed the next day." In our next story, the latest news from the Newman Ranch is back on from The Young and Restless by Diane Brunstein. With its landmark 13,000th episode right around the corner, The Young and Restless marked the special milestone by unveiling a huge surprise for fans and the actors, restoring the original Newman Ranch set, which was notoriously burned down in 2012. The blast from the past brought one of the show's biggest stars, Eric Braeden, who plays Victor Newman, to tears. "What's old is new again." Deadline was at the studio and shared an interview with Braeden, who started as the millionaire tycoon back in 1980, and longtime co-star Melody Thomas Scott, who plays his on-screen wife, Nikki Newman. she started a year earlier in 1979. Both actors gushed about the emotions that were brought out by having their longtime set rebuilt to its former glory, which also featured them touring the set for the first time. "I never thought that I'd become attached to a set where I'd worked but 44 years ago. Imagine that," marveled Braden. "I was actually moved to tears because it was so long coming, you know." Thomas Scott, who walked around inspecting all of the little touches added by the prop team, when her eyes spied one particularly familiar piece on the set that had been seen a lot of action over the past. "Our staircase," she said in a sentimental tone, as Braden interjected proudly, "I used to carry you up that." Thomas Scott immediately quipped back, "You're going to do that again today?" The 83-year-old Braden simply laughed as he said, "No, no." The set will look very familiar to longtime fans who have for years been saying they wish the show had never had Sharon, then suffering her first bipolar episode, a story being revisited today, burn the beloved set down. Now it's back, complete with the aforementioned staircase, Nikki's piano, and many other touches that may be familiar to viewers. "Oh, it feels like the original. When I'm in there, I feel like that's my house again because I always felt very protective," remarked Thomas Scott. "It was my house, and now it's my house again. And I've wanted this back here for so long." She then added, "See if you hang around long enough, your greatest desires will come true." Josh Griffin, the Young and Restless executive producer and head writer, told Deadline, "It was not lost on us that the Newman family and Genoa City just weren't the same without Victor and Nikki's original home." He went on to note, "I must give special thanks to the Young and Restless art department and stage crew who went above and beyond in executing the return of one of the Young and Restless' most iconic sets. The 13,000th episode of The Young and Restless is slated to air on Wednesday, November the 13th, but viewers will catch their first on-air glimpse of the Newman Ranch on Friday, November the 8th. And in our last story today, The Guiding Light Stars Reunite for Charity by Mara Levinsky. The Guiding Light, which went off the air in September of 2009, but 15 years later, its cast is still getting together to mix and mingle with the fans to benefit some very important causes. The 20th annual Daytime Stars and Strikes bowling event for the Autism Society, held on October the 14th at Frames Bowling at Port Authority in New York City, was co-hosted by Elizabeth Kiefer and Michael O'Leary, and drew Springfield alumni like Grant Alexander and Robert Newman. Funds raised nearly $40,000 at press time were designated not only for the Autism Society, but for the Jerry Verdorn Scholarship Fund. The scholarship was created in loving memory of Jerry Verdorn, who played Ross Marler from 1979 to 2005 and passed away in 2022. The actor hosted the Daytime Stars and Strikes bowling event for 18 years, and the scholarship that bears his name is awarded to theaters with students on the autism spectrum to attend their camps and productions tuition-free. Thank you for joining me today for the Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peake for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.